Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Comte-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking, you spent money on what?
Millennial Money with Shauna Comte-Game. It will expand your brain.
So for whatever reason, I just feel completely compelled to talk to you a lot more about the behavioral side of finance. I've done a lot of interviews lately, and I keep coming back to this subject, and I think that it's just a really interesting subject that not a lot of people talk about, you know? And I think when you're out there like day to day trying to figure out how to do this money stuff, how to live life, how to figure it out in relationships, how to make your business grow, how to make more money at your career, how to make sure you're doing the right steps, you know, we don't think about or stop to think about, hey, like, why am I making a particular decision? Or why have I made like these 20 decisions in a row and none of these 20 decisions have actually worked out for the better for me? We just don't do that. Like, we get in such a rut of life and habit, and, you know, then we put like this money thing on top of it. And I don't know about you, but it's just not a conversation that I go out and have with my friends. I mean, I, even being a money expert, I can't remember like the last time I went out and just like openly talked about something to do with our money situation, like over cocktails. Unless, of course, the other person was like asking me
for some sort of money advice, but then still it's about them. It's not about me. And it's only because I'm a money expert and not just because like we're two friends having this casual conversation about money. So the whole point of my story is we just simply do not spend enough time thinking about why we think, act, and feel certain ways about money. To give you an example, one of my very first kind of marketing pieces when I started my own financial planning firm was telling people that I want them to fall in love with money. And I was up for a particular campaign, and the person that was kind of deciding whether I was going to get that campaign or not said to me, you know, I don't like how you said that. Like, it makes you sound really greedy. Like you're trying to talk to everybody about, you know, falling in love with their money and that money is everything. And that, you know, you're going back to, you know, kind of the movie Wall Street and like the greediness of money. I'm like, wait a minute. That is not at all what I meant. And if you actually would give me like a nanosecond to explain myself, I would. What I meant about falling in love with your money is pure acceptance about wherever you are in your journey, in your financial life, in your goals, in your whatever it is. It's accepting wherever you're at and not beating yourself over the head for money mishaps that you've made in the past, maybe money mishaps that you're making now. Because my theory is that if we spend all of our time focused on all that bad crap that has happened to us or maybe that we're doing, we know when we're overspending, right? You know when you're overspending. You know when you're making a decision that you shouldn't make and that it's going to have some sort of ramification. Like, we're not dumb, right? And we know what's going on, but we still make those mistakes. That's just part of life and that's human nature. And that's kind of how we deal with this or how we don't even deal with money. But what I mean about falling in love with your money is that, you know, you come to a place where you're like, okay with whatever your situation is, not that you don't want to work to change it and not that you're not, you know, evaluating yourself and constantly trying to get better, but it's purely the act of not beating yourself up anymore for whatever situation you're in, because that doesn't do us any good. It doesn't do you any good. It's going to keep you in that exact same position. And I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist or therapist or any of the above, but I can tell you human nature from what I've seen. And what I've seen is when people get stuck in those particular ruts, in those like those traps, until something changes in your brain around it, and it's usually some sort of positivity change around it or some sort of release of whatever that, you know, kind of shackle is inside of you, you're not moving forward. So it's the same thing when I'm talking about falling in love with your money. It's coming to that place where it's like, all right, it is what it is. It's either good, it's not good, or whatever the scenario may be. Anyway, that's kind of a very, very long-winded explanation of getting to the whole point of this podcast. You're spending money on what? And I wanted this title to be slightly misleading because I think we've all probably had this thought about ourselves. Certainly if we're in a relationship with someone, we've had that like, you spend money on what? What? You didn't ask me? You didn't, you know, I didn't give you my permission to spend money on that. And I've even done that with myself on things I've spent money on. I'm like, wait a minute, you've spent money on that? Like, what were you even thinking? Like, you know, even when I know it's not a good decision, you know, it happens. But I actually wanted to do this podcast to kind of let you off the hook and to let you know that you don't have to be perfect with your money decisions. You know, we live in this society where there's kind of all these rules we like to put around money, right? You got to do these 10 steps or you got to do these 5 things. Or if you don't do these 2 things, you know, you're not being smart with your 401k or whatever it may be. And, you know, I get it. A lot of it is, you know, to kind of catch our eyeballs about certain things. I do it on the podcast too, to catch your eyeball about certain podcast topics. But, you know, not every decision that you make, not every money decision that you make should be about dollars and cents. There's a whole other component that I think we leave out. And I think that's almost what makes people so frantic about money is you feel this like perfectionist, I don't know what it is. It's like a trance, you know, like we have to be perfect with money or we're not doing it right, or we're making a mistake, or we're worse off than our friend or our brother or our sister or our parents or whatever it may be. And there's all this judgment, I think, that comes against you. And quite frankly, there are some money decisions that I have made, that we have made, that we have spent money on, that if we looked at it mathematically, if we penciled it out on a piece of paper, the financial planner in me would say, that is the dumbest decision. You should absolutely not spend money on it. But Shauna, being the person, right, knows that there's a whole other side of being, you know, smart financially, of being a person and not living by all these rules, that knows that it's not all about dollars and cents. There are some experiences in life. There are some things that you want to do that are not going to pencil out perfectly, but it's something that is important to you. It's experience that's important to you. It could be so many different things. And I mean, over the last 11 years, I have seen, heard, talked to people, and I have heard kind of the craziest stories about things that people have spent money on that you would go, what? You spent your money on what? You know, and in hindsight, it probably looks ridiculous. So I had a friend who paid a very expensive snake charmer / fortune teller. They did both to, this was overseas, to, you know, tell them about their life. And apparently the snake was supposed to do something. And if the snake did, you know, turn to the right or turn to the left, or, you know, I don't know, did something crazy, then that meant that she was going to be prosperous in the year coming, prosperous in her life. And she was really kind of at this place in her life where she was doing all these changes and she was just trying to figure out what direction to go at. But she paid this person like a ridiculous amount of money. She was so desperate and kind of so lost. And she literally gave this person like her entire travel budget and then some, right? And of course, you know, she walked out of there. And of course it was gibberish. It wasn't anything like concrete. And it really wasn't until like a couple weeks after the trip, I remember her saying to me like, that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever spent money on, because when she thought about what that person had told her, it was nothing that, you know, you couldn't not, it wasn't any advice, I should say, that you couldn't get from like one of your friends, you know? And here she had paid this person like so much money. It literally would blow your mind. I've also had stories of people who have, you know, found the love of their life overseas. Why do all these like crazy stories happen overseas? I don't know. And they had gone over there to meet this person, and they were hoping they were going to get engaged. And this particular person like sold everything that they owned in the United States and spent all the money like trying to get overseas and blah, blah, blah. It was a long story. Basically, they got over there. The person wasn't who they thought they would be. So now they were in a foreign country. They had no fiance. They had no job because they'd given up their job. They had no assets, no apartment. I mean, it was like they completely erased their entire life for this person that, you know, on an app seemed to be one person and in real life actually wasn't. And I think, you know, if you're listening to this story, you're like, oh my God, that's like 90 Day Fiance, you know, the kind of crazy reality TV show. And it was very much like that. And you're probably thinking like, I would never do that. I mean, I would never do that. But there's something in your life that you have spent money on that's kind of a crazy thing or a crazy multitude of things that if you looked at it on paper and you stood back and look at it now, you'd be like, oh my God, like what would I do to actually have that money back, right? But at the time, it was like an experience and it was way more than dollars and cents. It doesn't pencil out, but it was something that you need to experience in your life. And so this really brings me to, you know, whatever that is for you, that kind of crazy thing that you're spending money on or that you want to spend money on or thinking of spending money on or that you did spend money on, whatever the case may be for you, right?
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
I'm here to tell you that money rules are meant to be broken. And I'm not talking about doing, you know, crazy things like, well, I'm just never going to save any money for the rest of my life. I'm just going to totally break that rule. No, okay. That's not what I'm talking about, right? Because you can be smart financially and still have fun. You can still live a lifestyle within reason that you want to live and still be smart financially, right? Those two aren't like mutually exclusive. It's not that you have to either be totally smart with your money or you're not being smart at all, right? Or you have to give up your life in order to be smart with your money. I am so tired of hearing those rules because it's so not reality. And this is the reason why people hate to deal with, talk about, think about money. It's why we get totally stressed about it, because I think a lot of us think that we either have to totally give up our life or, you know, we can be smart financially. And it's just not the case. I mean, I think some of the happiest people I have ever come in contact with are people who mathematically, it would have totally worked out if they kept their full-time job, if they kept putting into their retirement, if they didn't take that vacation, if, you know, they didn't do XYZ, but they decided to just like totally change their life, right? They made a total irrational decision. They stopped, you know, going to work at their job. They started their own business, or they started their own kind of dream that they wanted to live out. They ended up burning through some of their retirement assets. They burned through their savings. And a lot of those people told me that they got to a point where there wasn't a lot of cash in the bank, but they were so incredibly happy. And I think, again, we get in this, especially in the United States, we get in this trance where we think the more money that is in our bank account, the more safe and secure and comfy we are. And there is an extent to that. Yes. So if something crazy came up and you needed cash, would you like to have cash in your bank or in your savings? Of course, right? We're not dumb. Of course, we would like to have that. Of course, that would make our life so much easier, right? But my point is, if you have today, you know, $10,000 in your savings account or $50,000 in your savings account, are you any happier if you have the $50,000 than you have the $10,000? I don't think so. And I think what we've done is we've tried to put money in like this silo, right? Where we've said, okay, you can't spend money on things that are experiential. You can't spend money on anything crazy. You have to follow all these rules. You know, if you don't follow all these rules, you're not doing it right. And that kind of stuff just really makes me pissed off because it's so not reality. And we're not talking about that enough. We're not sharing enough that this is not reality. You know, for the longest time, I've had my brain kind of wrapped around this and I've almost figured it out, but I haven't quite figured it out yet. So my goal, my dream is to write the anti-money money book. So, you know, there's a million and one money books that come out, right? And they're all like, you know, you should do this, you should do that, you should be here at this particular age, you should do this, you should do that. And they're great because they provide a lot of great resources, a lot of great information. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I do this podcast is a lot of that same stuff, right? But there's this thing inside of me that feels like I need to let people off the hook and I need to talk about the reality of life and the reality of money, right? It ebbs and flows. It goes forward. It goes backwards. It goes up. It goes down. It goes every which way. One moment you feel like you've got it this figured out, like you're cranking at your job. Everything is awesome. The next minute, something happens, right? Something happens and you lose your job, or something happens and you have to take money out of your 401k, or, you know, some natural disaster happens like a hurricane or an earthquake or something like that. And it requires you to do all of these things that you don't really want to do. Maybe you get pregnant, or you have a child, or you have a special needs child. Maybe something great happens. Like maybe you get a big inheritance, and then you've got all of these decisions that you're trying to figure out. My point is that, you know, getting in the mindset of thinking that you're comfy and that everything's set and everything's perfect is usually the place when things happen with your money. And those of us who learn how to, I call it the bob and weave, because I feel like I've done that my whole life. It's kind of like bob and weave, like, okay, life, you're going to throw this at me. All right, I'm going to throw this back at you, you know? And I think that's really where I talk about having this like toolkit of money tips, right? So you know what to do to like pick yourself up, dust yourself off. It may take you a while to get back where you started, or you may not actually get back to where you started. You may get to a better place, a cooler place, you know, the place you were supposed to be at. I don't know. But I think rather than like freaking out about spending money, not spending money, again, I just totally want to let you off the hook and let you know that every money decision shouldn't be about dollars and cents. Some of them aren't going to make sense. Some of them are going to be things that you just want to do. Like, for instance, last night we went to a concert. One of our very, very favorite artists was in concert. And I mean, I would have paid a lot of money to go see this person in concert. And it probably would have not been the smartest decision, but I don't care. It was an experience, and it was something that, you know, I really wanted to do. Now, luckily we got the tickets for not that expensive, but my point is there are certain things that you're going to want to do, right? And that's cool. You should do that. That's what makes you alive. That's what makes you fall in love with your money, right? It is being alive and recognizing that sometimes you're going to make decisions, they're not going to pencil out, and that's totally cool. How do you make up for that? Well, you know, you find other ways to be smart with your finances, right? You find other ways where maybe you're overspending. You find other ways. You're just constantly on the lookout. You're on the lookout of what's going on with your money. And I think if you keep that kind of playfulness with it, it's going to really help eliminate a lot of the stress. Sure, you're going to get nervous sometimes. You're going to get anxious. Maybe all the numbers don't always make sense every month. You know, you just do the best you can. But you also got to have some fun in life, right? So again, I'm giving you permission to break the rules. The money rules are meant to be broken. You don't have to follow steps 1 through 10 in sequential order. If you go to step 1, 2, and 3, and then 4, 5, and 6 don't happen, and you got to go back to 1, 2, and 3, who cares? This is your life. I want you to be empowered. I want you to have fun with this. I want you to own your bank account and be in the driver's seat. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, please shout it out to your friends. Let them know that we're trying to do things a little bit differently here, and we're trying to make this tough subject about money just a little bit easier.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.